We're talking with Senator Glenn Coffey, who is, of course, past a state president of our state Senate and also been involved with the Fallon administration, but now working with the coalition that's developing and coming together on State Question 777, the Right to Farm Amendment. And Senator Coffey, let's talk a little bit about this whole concept of right to farm. We've seen the legislature over the last couple of years really work on this and kind of struggle with it and then pass it here in 2015.
That's exactly right. The legislature did a great job of really scrubbing the issue, really trying to identify what was needed, what might be a step too far. And I think they came up with a really well-reasoned, well-thought-out state question that balances other interests, what we're going to call compelling state interests, versus the right to farm and ranch here in Oklahoma, which I think most Oklahomans agree should be a right. And it's long overdue that it's not protected in the Constitution.
Now, the language dealing with compelling state interests, that was something that came up in 2015. We didn't see that in the first pass, 2014. And, of course, we kind of were not able to get it completed that year, a year ago. Here in 2015, we added that language, and that seemed like that was part of the way of getting it accomplished.
That's right. There was a lot of give and take in the legislative process, and like I said, it was a good exercise. I think it really helped define what the state question ought to be, and I think it made it better.
Let's talk a little bit about right to farm itself. You know, if you've got a lot of folks out there, and we're just really starting to raise awareness on this, but they're gonna ask the question. Why would we need to go as far as put it in the state constitution?
Well, today, most Oklahomans, most legislators, they understand that need, and it doesn't seem like it is necessary. But you can't predict the future. Things change. Today, we still have a lot of people that are close to the farm or close to the agriculture that are in the legislative process. If that were to change, it's still such a critical part of our economy. It needs to have those protections, and it deserves it.
We've seen a couple of other states, North Dakota, Missouri, a couple of states that come to mind, that have fought this battle and have put this protection into their constitution. What have we learned from other states as they've gone through this process?
What we learned in those instances is that there are people outside of those states, people that don't live there, they don't work there, but have an agenda that to try and confuse and defeat an effort for their own purposes, and they're willing to throw a lot of money at it. So we're preparing a campaign to defend, to tell the truth, to tell what this is really about, and it's a very simple message, just like we talked about. But we have to raise the money and get the volunteers out to accomplish that.
We're a long way out. In other words, November 2016, that feels like a long, long time, but I guess really in the big picture, it's not too soon.
Well, it's a statewide campaign, will seem like a blink of an eye for the people that are involved working with it. And we've got to do the things now to raise the money, to get the grassroots organization in place, to get the word out as you go to FFA meetings, to your organizations, your organizations in your community, letting people know what this is about, because what we've seen in other instances is people try and confuse what the issue is about. So it's important to get the word out early.
When, you know, as you see the groups come together, you're working, offering your political expertise to the coalition. What are some things that have to be in place? In other words, how do we get our arms properly around organization and messaging?
Well, it's a campaign, and just like any other campaign, you have to get the word out and turn the voters out. And so you do that through television, you do that through radio, you do that through mail and social media. Certainly the internet plays a big role today in how you get your word out. And you also do that with people being active and telling other folks. We have to have a good grassroots system in place for every county, all 77, to really make sure people are aware and that they're motivated and we turn those voters out.
One thing we noticed with the Missouri vote in the Missouri campaign is it came down and there was a pretty aggressive move against the Missouri amendment by a Humane Society of the U.S. And it seems like you saw that urban versus rural vote as it came out.
That's right. You know, this is not about preventing people from going to whatever grocery store and eating the way they want to. We certainly want people to be in charge of those choices. What it's about, and it's not about corporate farming or all these things that were brought into some of these other races. It's simply about protecting Oklahoma farmers and ranchers and their way of life and the ability to continue. That's it. It is not interfering with all these things that were brought up in those other races, which I think were intended to be scare tactics to confuse people who maybe haven't been part of agriculture protection.
I've heard some of the folks involved with the coalition, with some of these agriculture groups, say this is something we can't lose. That's so important. We've got to step up.
That's exactly right. If we were to fail in this state question, I don't believe these groups, they would set up shop in this state, and I don't believe they'd ever leave. They would put down a marker and try and build on that, and that means higher food costs. It probably puts a lot of agricultural operations out of business because they become too expensive and too burdensome, and we simply can't have that.
The folks that want more information right now, how do they best get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of the coalition?
OklahomaRightToFarm.com is the place to go if you want to make a donation, if you want to get information, if you want to send us an email, you want to have somebody come talk about the subject, or you just want to learn more, go there and get a hold of us, and we're happy to follow up.
I'm sure you got information there now, and there'll be a lot more information flowing in there as the days go by.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Very good.